You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has a long history of international sporting success, but some of our greatest sports stars believe the future could be very different. The former captain of Australia's rugby union team, Phil Kearns, warned sport in Australia will descend into mediocrity unless it's given better financial backing.
We've reduced our funding over the past 8 years by $30 million, so we're asking our athletes to do more and more on less and less.
Olympic swimmer Kieran Perkins agrees. He says it's time to rethink our funding model for sport.
Most Aussies would really believe that being a successful sporting nation matters dramatically. It's time for an intervention. We've got to think differently about how we support that going forward.
40 current and former top athletes, including Anna Mears, Ian Thorpe and Kate Campbell, have signed an open letter urging the Prime Minister to boost funding for elite sport. The letter warns Australia's reputation as a healthy and sporting nation is under threat, given the country has become the third most obese nation in the English-speaking world. Matt Carroll, the Australian Olympic Committee CEO, took the message to Canberra with an address to the National Press Club.
And if the funding trend continues for Olympic sports, results at Games will decline. And in time, so will participation, leading to a very small talent pool and therefore relevance as a sport.
Sports Minister Bridget McKenzie says it's not just the federal government that needs to act.
We've got state institutes of sport that are just critical in that 10-year pathway towards an elite performance at an international event.
Despite the government this morning announcing an additional $50 million for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, the AOC wants an ongoing commitment of an extra $60 million per year for Olympic sports. It's an investment, they say, which has long-term benefits, including tackling the obesity crisis by inspiring children to lead more active lives. Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.